So I'm thankful in my heart that after hearing the song that Olive shared with us, I'm very happy.
就是刚才听了 Olive 师母所选的那首歌，我心里就充满了感恩。
So many things to be thankful for, but I'm most thankful for Jesus Christ, God's wonderful and inexpressible gift.
我们可以有很多事情要感谢神，但是最值得感谢的就是主耶稣基督。就是神赐给我们的最奇妙而又不可言喻的礼物。
So today, I come to my fifth message on biblical monotheism.
今天我就要讲圣经一神论的第五篇信息。
Now you would see, on the slide over here that the message is divided into two parts. In a way, these two parts straddle last week's message and next week's message.
Yeah.你可以看到这里哈，今天的信息将分为两部分。这两部分呢，就是与前周的信息与下周的信息都是有关的。
So in the name of Jesus, part one is actually a follow-up of last week's message.
啊，第一部分的奉耶稣的名，其实就是上周信息的补充。
And so the second part will be a precursor to the next message.
然后第二部分呢，三位一体论就是为下周的信息而准备。
Last week, I could not bring up a very important point because of lack of time.
上周因为时间的关系，我不能讲很重要的一点。
So you will remember the remarkable story of my friend Edgar. You can see him, he's the black man, in the photograph which was taken in my apartment in Ottawa in 1983.
你们还记得我说的那个关于我的朋友 Edgar 的故事？照片中的那个黑人就是 Edgar 了。这张照片是1983年在我的家里拍的。
He's a person who's very good in his heart.
他的心是很好的。
And I was 26 years old at the time, so you might not have recognized me in the photo, so I'm the person...The second from the right.
Yeah, 当时我是26岁啊，你们可能认不出照片中哪一个人是我了。照片中的从右面的第二个人就是我了。
I was much skinnier in those days.
那时候我很瘦哈。
So last week I told you about a demonic attack on my friend Edgar, which had taken place 3 years earlier in the year 1980, when I was still studying in Montreal.
上周我说就是关于我的朋友 Edgar 被鬼魔骚扰的事情。那是1980年的时候，那时候我还在蒙特利尔读书。
So if you haven't heard my story, you can download the MP3 file of last week's message from the Liverpool Church website.
如果你没有听过上周的那个故事的话，你可以去利物浦教会的网站下载我上周的信息。
Now the story is very remarkable, but I did not exaggerate any detail.Of the story.
Yeah, 那个故事实在是很奇妙的，但是我跟你说，我并没有夸大，没有夸张任何细节。
In fact, I haven't told you the whole story, and I do not intend to.
其实，我还没有告诉你们全部的细节。
But there is an important detail in my story last week, which I would like to draw your attention to.
但是其中有一个很重要的一点啊，我就希望你们就是来注意那一点。
You would remember that when Edgar was terrorized by an evil spirit that I gave him and some kind of spiritual advice.
Yeah, 你们还记得就是当那些邪灵来压制 Edgar 的时候，我就给了他一个建议。
I told Edgar to call upon the name of Jesus so that Jesus can drive away the evil spirit.
那时我向他建议说要呼求主耶稣的名字。主耶稣就会把那个邪灵赶走。
That advice was based on my previous earlier experience of demonic attacks.
我给他这样的建议是根据以前我自己的一个属灵的经历。
So in my first year as a Christian, I experienced a few episodes of demonic attacks, and every time would call upon him, Jesus.
因为当我还是一个年幼的基督徒的时候，第一年我就经历过几次这样的被邪灵压制的经历。那每一次当我呼求主耶稣的名字的时候，邪灵就离开了。
But the advice which I had given Edgar to call upon the name of Jesus to drive away the evil spirit is not quite biblically correct.
但是这样的建议呢，其实是不大符合圣经的教导的。
It may sound surprising, but let me explain what I mean.
可能你们会觉得很奇怪，但是现在让我来解释这一点。
In the Bible, you would see a very important spiritual principle that we Christians are empowered to do things in the name of Jesus.
在圣经里有一个很重要的属灵的原则，就是我们基督徒有权奉主耶稣基督的名做事。
The Bible does not give us a picture where you call upon the name of Jesus and Jesus will drive away the evil spirit.
圣经并没有说你呼求耶稣的名字，那么耶稣就会把那个邪灵赶走。
The more accurate picture is that you drive away the evil spirit in the name and authority of Jesus Christ.
更正确的图画就是你奉主耶稣的名就可以把邪灵赶走。
So it is not so much that God will do it or Jesus Christ will do it, but you do it by the authority that has been given to you in the name of Jesus Christ.
并不是神要把邪灵赶走，也不是耶稣会把邪灵赶走，而是你凭着主耶稣的权柄把那个邪灵赶走。
To explain what I mean, we can refer to the slide which I had shown you last week.
为了解释这一点，我们可以再来看这一段经文。
The Apostle Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3, that Christ is the head of every man, and the man is the head of the woman, and God is the head of Christ.
哥林多前书11章第3节，使徒保罗说，基督是男人的头，男人是女人的头，神是基督的头。
So we note the hierarchy in the green box that God is in the supreme position, and then under God is Christ, and under Christ would be Christians.
你可以看到在这里是一个等级，神是在最高的位置，而其次就是基督耶稣，再接着下来了就是基督徒。
Now, this hierarchy is also a hierarchy of authority.
这个等级呢，是一个权柄的等级。
Jesus does things in the name of his Father, that is by the authority of the Father.
主耶稣做事是靠着父的权柄。
And so similarly, we Christians do things under the authority of Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus Christ.
同样的，我们基督徒也是靠着耶稣的权柄而行事，就是奉着耶稣的名而行事。
And then let's see the case of Jesus Christ. We see in John chapter 5 verse 43 where the Lord Jesus says, I have come in my Father's name and you do not receive me. If another comes in his own name, you will receive him.
这里在约翰福音第五章43节，主耶稣说，我奉我父的名而来，你们不接待我，如果有别人以自己的名义而来，你们倒接待他。
Jesus comes in the authority of his Father, that is in the name of his Father.
主耶稣是凭着父的权柄而来的，意思就是他是奉父的名而来的。
This principle is well known in the secular world.
在世界里，这个原则是很普遍的。
A policeman might come up to you and say, I am going to arrest you in the name of the law.
一个警察对你说，我是奉法律的名义逮捕你。
It is the law that gives him the authority to arrest you.
是法律给他有权柄来逮捕你。
Now, if the policeman has not been given that authority, then he could be charged with kidnapping you when he makes the arrest.
如果一个警察没有授予这种权柄的话，那么他就犯了绑架的罪名。
So if the policeman sees me stealing money, he can arrest me in the name of the law.
当一个警察看到我偷钱的时候，他可以以法律的名义逮捕我。
But if he says, the money looks good, I'll have a share of it too, but I'm going to arrest you.
但是如果那个警察看到那些钱很好啊，那么我也拿一点呢，然后他逮捕我。
He's no longer under the authority of the law because he's not under that authority. He disobeyed the authority.
那么他就没有权柄了，因为根据那个法律，他是没有权这样做的。
But we see that beyond that,The Lord Jesus will do his works by the name and authority of his Father.
但是我们看到主耶稣是凭着父的权柄，奉父的名而行事。
In John chapter 10 verse 25, the Lord Jesus says, I told you, and you do not believe, the works that I do in my Father's name bear witness about me.
这里在约翰福音第十章二十五节，主耶稣对他们说，我已经告诉你们，你们却不相信，我奉我父的名所做的事，可以为我作证。
So we likewise do things by the authority and in the name of Jesus Christ.
同样，我们是靠着耶稣的权柄，奉耶稣的名而行事。
So I'll just give you three examples.
这里我给你三个比喻。
In Acts chapter 3 verse 6, Peter says to the man who was lame from birth, I do not possess silver and gold.But what I do have, I give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Nazarene, walk.
这里在《使徒行传》第三章第六节，彼得说，金银我都没有，只把我有的给你。我奉拿撒勒人耶稣基督的名，吩咐你行走。
And we see another verse in Acts chapter 19, verse 5.Where it says that when they, that is the people at Ephesus, heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus.
另外在使徒行传第十九章那里说，当那数名人他听了神的道理以后，他们就受洗归入主耶稣的名下。
So it was Paul who baptized the people.It was not God who baptized the people or Jesus Christ who baptized the people. It was the Apostle Paul.
这里并不是神为他们施洗，也不是耶稣为他们施洗，而是保罗为他们施洗。
And in Acts chapter 16 verse 18, we see a verse which is relevant to the case of my friend Edgar.
另外在使徒行传十六章十八节说到关于与我的朋友 Edgar 所遭遇的事情就是很相似了。
And so here we see she, that is the slave girl, continued doing this for many days, but Paul was greatly annoyed and turned and said to the Spirit, I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And it came out at that very moment.
使徒行传十六章十八节就说到他一个仆人那个侍女他一年多日这样喊叫保罗觉得厌烦就转身对那鬼说我奉耶稣基督的名命令你从他身上出来那鬼就立刻出来了
I'm going to show you one more verse So the Apostle Paul makes this into a very general principle
我们再看另外一段经文，就是说到一个很概括 的原则。
In Colossians chapter 3 verse 17, the Apostle Paul says, Whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks through him to God the Father.
在哥罗西书第三章第十七节，保罗说，凡你们所做的，无论是言语或行为，都要奉主耶稣的名，借着他感谢父神。
So whatever you do, whatever you say, is in the name of the Lord Jesus.
无论你们做什么、说什么，都是奉耶稣的名而行的。
But it doesn't mean that you talk like this. I'm going to go to Tesco Express in the name of Jesus.I'm going to buy a bag of apples in the name of Jesus. I'm going to pay by credit card in the name of Jesus.
并不是你要不断的这样说，我奉耶稣的名去 Tesco 买东西，我奉耶稣的名买一包苹果，我奉耶稣的名用信用卡付账。
What it simply means is that in everything you do, you live under the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ.
意思呢，就是无论你做什么事，你都是活在主耶稣的权柄之下。
In the same way that the Lord Jesus lived under the authority of his Father.
同样的，主耶稣是活在神的权柄之下。
And we see this in the case of the Lord Jesus Christ in two verses.
我们可以从这两段经文中看出，在主耶稣的生命中是怎样的。
In John chapter 8, verse 28, the Lord Jesus says, I do nothing on my own authority, but speak just as the Father taught me.
在约翰福音第八章二十八节，主耶稣说，我不凭着自己做什么事，我说的这些话是照着父所教导我的。
And a little later on in chapter 14, verse 10, the Lord Jesus says, the words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does his works.
跟着在约翰福音十四章第十节，主耶稣又说，我对你们说的话不是凭着自己说的，而是住在我里面的父，做他自己的事。
So in the same way,We live under the authority of Jesus Christ, and ultimately we will live under the authority of His Father, our Father too, Yahweh God.
同样的，我们就是活在主耶稣的权柄之下，然后最终呢，我们活在父神的权柄，我们的父神也是主耶稣的父神的权柄之下。
There are a few other principles regarding the name of Jesus, but I won't go into the principles today.
关于奉耶稣的名字还有其他一些原则，但是今天我没有时间说到那些了。
Okay, now we go to part two of our message today, Trinitarianism.
现在我们要进入第二部分，就是三位一体论。
Now, it's a vast topic and there's not enough time to discuss Trinitarianism in any depth.
这是一个很广阔的一个主题，但是我们没有时间很深入的 来了解这个主题。
So my purpose today is just to say a few things about Trinitarianism in order to stimulate your thinking.
所以今天我的目的只是提出几点来鼓励你们思想。
Now, very few people, even among Trinitarians, know anything about Trinitarianism in any depth.
其实即使在那些相信三位一体论的人当中，也很少人是真的明白三位一体论是什么一回事。
Many people do not go beyond a basic understanding of the formula God in three persons. They don't understand anything beyond that.
很多人他们所认识的只是那个最基本的信条，神在三个位格。
Even few Trinitarians understand what Trinitarianism truly is.
即使很多三位一体论者也不但真正的了解所谓三位一体论的意义。
No, I don't know about the United Kingdom, but in Canada, very few churches teach Trinitarianism to the lay people in any depth.
我不明白在英国的情况是怎么样，但是在加拿大呢，大部分的教会呢，都不愿意深入的讲解三位一体论。
And one reason is, if people understand what Trinitarianism is, that would create objections to the doctrine.
原因是因为如果人家一旦真正的了解三位一体论之后呢，他们就会反对三位一体论了。
The first thing that people will notice is the lack of biblical support and the lack of logical cohesion.
首先，人家会发现三位一体论其实是缺乏圣经根据和逻辑连贯性。
I will give two definitions of Trinitarianism, a basic one and a more developed one.
那现在我给你们两个三位一体论的定义，一个是基本的，一个是比较深入的。
Now, a few weeks ago, I gave this definition about the Trinity.
几个星期前我给了三位一体论教义的定义，就是这个。
Here's a very basic definition of the Trinity. There is one God, but there are three persons in this one God. Namely, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. The three persons are co-equal and co-eternal.
这个三位一体论的定义就是这样，只有一个神。但在一个神里面有三个位格，即父神、子神、圣灵神，这三位格是相互同等与永远共存的。
Now I'll give a fuller definition of Trinitarianism, which is based on the information that I have found in six books on Trinitarianism.
现在我给这个就比较详细一点的定义，是基于六本三位一体论的书本中得到的资料。
Now the first point is that there is one and only one God.
第一点呢，就是只有一位神。
Number two, God exists in three persons, namely God the Father, God the Son, and God the Spirit.
那么第二点呢，就是神以三个位格的形式存在，即父神、子神、圣灵神。
Number three, each person is fully God. Note the word fully, not partially, fully God.
第三点呢，就是每一个位格都是完全的神。那请注意“完全”这两个字，不是一部分的，每一个位格都是完完全全的神。
The three persons are co-equal and co-eternal.
三个位格呢是相互平等，并且共同永恒的。
And number five, the three persons are distinct from each other.Yet are not three gods.
第五点，三个位格互不相同，但不是三位神。
Number six, God is not God except as Father, Son, and Spirit, the three together.
第六点呢，除了父神、子神、圣灵神在一起之外，神非神了。
And number seven, God.Is three persons, but only one being or substance.
第七点就是神是三个位格，但只有一个本质。
Now here's a question: How do we know whether this is true or false? Is this biblically correct?
问题就是我们怎样才能够知道，才能够确定这些是否正确呢？是否符合圣经呢？
Now, to me, it sounds very philosophical, even mystical. It doesn't sound to me biblical.
我觉得这个定义听来很哲学性的，但并不符合圣经。
Now, to answer my own question, I would like to tell you a very interesting story of something which took place in the year 1432, almost six centuries ago.
为了回答我自己这个问题，我要告诉你们一个故事，就是发生在1432年，差不多六个世纪以前，很有趣的一个故事。
I first heard the story in 1975 during a college lecture on abnormal psychology.
我第一次听到这个故事呢，是在我大学的一门学科，变态心理学的一节课里听到这个故事的。
I wasn't studying psychology, but I was interested in abnormal psychology for some reason.
yeah, 我并不是学习心理学，但是我对那变态心理学很有兴趣。
Now, the story is attributed to Sir Francis Bacon, a very well-known and famous English statesman and philosopher.
这个故事是来自 Sir Francis Bacon, 一位很著名的英国政治家和哲学家。
Now, because what was attributed to Francis Bacon is in old style English, I have converted to modern English.
但是因为这个故事呢是用古英文写的，所以我就把它翻译成现代的英文。
So I'll just read the story in very simple English. In the year 1432, the friars, basically Catholic monks, had a bitter argument over the number of teeth.In the mouth of a horse. The argument raged on for 13 days non-stop. The ancient books were consulted and analyzed with deep sophistication. Then, on the 14th day, a good and young friar asked his educated superiors for permission to say something, and he begged them to look into the mouth of a horse to find the answer.They were insulted and became furious, so they beat him up and cast him out. They said that Satan had tempted this young man to declare unholy ways of finding the truth against all the teachings of the fathers. After many more days of bitter argument, peace came upon them. They now declared with one heart that the number of teeth.Is an everlasting mystery because the historical and theological evidence is lacking.
刚才那一个故事，现在就是翻译成中文了。1432年，在一批天主教修道士中间，为了马嘴巴里面有多少颗牙齿一事，而发生了激烈的政变。这场政变延续了13天之久，他们查阅古典，并做出精密的分析。到了第14天，一位好心的年轻修道士恳求他的中上司准许他说几句话。他请他们向马的嘴巴里看看，来寻找答案。他们感到被侮辱而大发雷霆，把这个年轻修道士痛打一顿，并驱逐出去。他们认为撒旦引诱这位年轻人，使他违背了父老们全部的教诲，宣传以不圣洁的方法来寻求真理。经过更多天的尖锐政变后，他们终于和解。他们同心宣布，因为缺乏历史和神学的证据，牙齿的数目是一个永恒的奥秘。
So a very funny story, right?
这是一个很有趣的故事。
When the professor told that story, he actually said that the monks killed this young friar because the English word smote can mean to kill someone too.
当那个教授告诉我这个故事的时候，他说其实那些修道士把那位年轻人杀死了，因为英文 smite 也包含了杀死的意思。
Now, I don't really know if the story is true. I have my doubts.
我不能肯定这个故事是不是真的，我也有点怀疑。
Or if the story is true, maybe it was embellished a bit or exaggerated a bit.
即使这个故事是真的话，我相信也是经过渲染了和夸张了。
But the story illustrates a very important point. How can we find out how many teeth a horse has?
但是这个故事呢，就说明了很重要的一点：我们怎样才知道一匹马有多少颗牙齿呢
？You look into the mouth of the horse and count the number of teeth, right? That's all, right?
方法很简单，你只要向马的嘴巴里面看看，然后数一数它有多少颗牙齿就行了。
And the answer from science is that.The adult male horse has around 44 permanent teeth.
科学给我们的答案就是一匹成年的雄马有44颗永久齿。
So how do we know whether Trinitarianism is true or false?
那么同样的，我们怎样才知道三位一体论是对的还是错的呢？
The answer is very simple, but Christians resist that very simple solution. You simply open the Bible and see what it says.
方法就非常简单，你只要打开圣经，看看圣经说的是什么。但是呢，很多基督徒都拒绝使用那个方法。
Of the 7 Trinitarian statements that we have just read according to the Bible, only the first one is correct. The other 6 contradict the Bible.
刚才阅读的那七个句子当中，只有第一句是正确的，就是只有一位神，其他的六句呢，都是与圣经违反的。
So the first statement is that there is one and only one God.
第一句就说只有一位神。
Now those words alone find agreement in the words of Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 6.
那一句呢，与使徒保罗在哥林多前书8:6所说的是完全符合的。
The Apostle Paul says, "Yet for us there is only one God." So that's correct so far, okay, for the Trinitarian statement. But Paul does not speak of one God in three persons. He talks about one God in one person.
使徒保罗说，然而我们只有一位神，就是父。那是最正确的一点了。保罗从来没有说神在三个位格中，保罗一再说只有一位神。
Let's read here. Yet for us there is only one God, the Father, from whom all things come, and for whom we exist, and one Lord Jesus Christ, through whom all things come, and through whom we exist.
这里使徒保罗说，然而我们只有一位神，就是父，万物都本于他，我们也归于他，并有一位主，就是耶稣基督，万物都是借着他有的，我们也是借着他有的。
So the Bible says there is one God in one person, but Trinitarianism says that there is one God in three persons, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit.
圣经说只有一位神，一个位格，但是那些三位一体论却说一位神里面有三个位格。
In fact, the Bible never ever speaks of one God in three persons anywhere in the Old Testament or the New Testament.
事实上圣经从来没有说过一位神有三个位格，在旧约也好新约也好从来都没有这样说。
If you want to find out whether that's true or false, you just open the Bible and read the Bible.
如果你要想知道这是否真的呢，最简单就是打开圣经看看圣经说的是什么。
I've shown you the slide before where it shows a picture of Dr. Charles C. Ryrie who died in February of this year.
前几周我已经给你们看过这个照片，就是 Charles Ryrie 博士，他刚去世不久。
He has written many books, and he's most famous for the Ryrie Study Bible.
他写了很多本书，但是他最著名的一本书就是 Ryrie 圣经研读本。
And the important thing to know about Dr. Charles Ryrie is that he is a very fervent Trinitarian.
最重要的一点就是 Charles Ryrie 博士是一个很热诚的三位一体论者。
And then his book, which is called Basic Theology, on pages 89 and 90, he makes some very important statements.
他的著作《基本神学》一书里面89页和90页，他说了一些很重要的句子。
He says very clearly that the Bible does not haveA single statement to support Trinitarianism.
他说，圣经甚至没有一句经文是支持三位一体论的信条。
His point is that you don't need Bible support to believe a doctrine. That's what he really said.
那么他说这句话的意思呢，就是你并不需要圣经的根据相信这个信条。
But the Lord Jesus says in John chapter 17 verse 3,The Lord Jesus prays to the Father, and this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. There's only one true God, namely the Father.
但是主耶稣说，在约翰福音十七章第三节，主耶稣向神祷告说，认识你独一的真神，并且认识你所差来的耶稣基督。这就是永生，只有一位真神，就是父神。
Now here's Hans Kuhn, born in 1928.
这个照片就是孔汉斯博士，他是1928年出生。
Pastor Joe and all of us had the intention, if possible, of visiting this very famous theologian.
Yeah. 梁牧师和我们几个人也曾经打算去拜访这位神学家。
He lives in Germany, and he's almost 90 years old, and he's down with a Parkinson's disease.
他住在德国，他快90岁了，现在他患了帕金森症。
Now, a few decades ago, he was probably the most famous theologian in the entire Catholic world.
几十年前，他可以说是世界最有名的天主教神学家。
Here's another picture of Professor Hans Kuhn.
那就是孔汉斯教授的另一张照片。
And he wrote a book called Christianity, the subtitle Essence, History, and Future.
在他的伟大的著作《基督教本质、历史与将来》。
It is a massive book. I have it in my bookshelf.
那是一本很伟大的著作，很厚的。我在我书架上有这么一本书。
I'm not going to go into the details, but he says very clearly that Trinitarianism is not taught in the Bible.
今天我不会很深入的讲关于这一本书，但是在书中他清楚的说，圣经并没有教导三位一体论。
Now, in Canada, where I come from, one of the most famous theologians is the Reverend Tom Harper, who's at the University of Toronto, and also he was a professor at Oxford University.
在加拿大一位很著名的神学家就是 Tom Harper， 他是多伦多大学教授，也同时是牛津大学的教授。
Here's another picture of Reverend Harper.
那是 Harper 教授的另外一张照片。
These words from his book For Christ's Sake, page 11. And he says that you simply cannot find the doctrine of the Trinity set out anywhere in the Bible. St. Paul has the highest view of Jesus' role and person, but nowhere does he call him God. Nor does Jesus himself anywhere explicitly claim to be the second person of the Trinity.
Tom Harper 教授在他的著作《为了基督的缘故》一书中第十一页，他这样说：你不可以在圣经里任何地方找到三位一体论的教义。保罗对耶稣的个人与他的角色有很高的评价，但是他从来没有称呼耶稣为神，耶稣自己也从来没有明确的自称是三位一体里面的第二个位格。
So let's return to our definition of Trinitarianism.
那现在我们再来看这三位一体论的七点定义。
As I said, only the first statement is biblically correct. There is one and only one God, and that is correct. The other six statements all contradict the Bible.
我刚才说的，只有第一点，只有一位神是符合圣经的，其他的六句都与圣经相反的。
You just open the Bible and compare the statements of Trinitarianism with the Bible.
你只要打开圣经，把那个三位一体论与圣经来做个比较。
We don't have time today to go through every statement, but just take a look at, for example, number four.
那今天我们没有时间每一句的来仔细的查看，我们只是来看看第四句。
For example, the three persons are co-equal and co-eternal.
第四句说，三个位格是相互平等，并且共同永恒的。
That statement is patently false. God is the head of Christ, not equal.
那一句是错误，因为我们已经看过使徒保罗的那段经文，神是基督的头。
And Jesus says, the Father is greater than I.
而主耶稣也亲口说，父是比我大的。
So you just have to open the Bible and look inside.And find out the answer for yourself. You don't have to listen to me.
你只要打开圣经来看看，你不用相信我所说的。
I have no authority. My authority will only come from the Word of God.
我并没有权柄，我所说的话都是基于圣经的话语。
Now let's take a look at statement number seven more closely.
我们再来看第七句。
Look at the words in red.Says God is three persons but only one being or substance.
第七句它是红色的，那是神是三个位格，但只有一个本质。
Now, doesn't that sound like a very strange statement?
有没有觉得这一句好像很奇怪的？
But there's a very important reason for Trinitarianism to make this very important central statement.
但是三位一体论者说这一句呢，是有一个很重要的原因。
Trinitarians run into a problem because the three persons are each fully God. Notice the word fully.
因为根据三位一体论呢，就出了问题了。他们说每一个位格呢都是完全的神，请特别注意“完全”这两个字。
The Father is fully God.The Son is fully God. The Spirit is fully God.
父神是完全的神，子神呢也是完全的神，圣灵呢也是完全的神。
Note the word fully.
请特别注意完全这两个字。
So are there not three gods? The doctrine of three God is called tritheism.
那就是三神论
了。But Trinitarians have come up with a semantic trick.
但是呢，三位一体论者就弄出一个语义学的把戏来。
Now, to solve the problem, they've come up with the word homoousios.
为了解决这个问题呢，他们就弄出另外一个字，就是 homoousios.
Now, Trinitarians realize that there can only be one God, so they use this semantic gimmick.
Yeah, 因为三位一体论者呢，他们知道只有一位神，所以他们就弄出这样的一个把戏来。
Homoousios, it's actually a Greek word.
Yeah, homoousios 其实就是希腊文，中文就是同一实体。
Now, this word actually existed earlier, but it was introduced in the year 325 in the month of June to try to solve the problem of Trinitarianism.
这个字就已经存在了，但是一直到了公元325年6月，他们才用这个字用来解决三位一体论的那个很大的问题。
This word was basically imposed by Emperor Constantine.
其实这个字呢，就是罗马康斯坦丁大帝所颁布出来的。
He was not even a Christian.
当时这位大帝还不是一个基督徒。
He was not baptized until 1 week before he died.
他一直到他去世前的一个星期，他才受洗。
It is surprising that this is a Greek word and the New Testament was written in Greek, yet this word is never found in the New Testament.
这是一个希腊字，新约呢是用希腊文写的，但是这个字呢却从来没有在希腊文新约里面出现过。
This word means to be of one being or one essence.
这个字的意义就是同一个实体，同一个本质。
Do you know what they want to do with this word? See, there's God the Father, fully God, God the Son, fully God, and God the Spirit, fully God. So they're not three gods, but one God, but because they share one being or one substance.
你可以看到他们用这个字来做什么把戏呢？因为他们说父神是一个完全的神。子神也是完全的神，圣灵也是完全的神，但他们不是三位神，因为呢，他们是有同一个本质，就是那个 homoousios， 他们这三个位格了有同一个本质，所以呢，他们就是只有一位神。
This word is historically the key term in Trinitarianism because it is this term which supposedly makes Trinitarian monotheistic.
这个字呢，在历史上来说是一个很关键的词语，因为就是凭着这个字啊，他们使那个三位一体论看来像一神论。
But this word is rejected even by Trinitarians. I'm going to give you just two examples.
但是有很多三位一体论者也拒绝这一个字。现在我只给你们两个例子。
John L. Mackenzie was a Catholic father who lived in the years 1910 to 1991.
那这个 John Mackenzie 是一位天主教的神父，他出生在1910年，然后在1991年去世。
He was the foremost Catholic biblical scholar of the mid 20th century, according to Wikipedia.
根据那个百科全书所说的，他是二十世纪中的一个很著名的天主教圣经学者。
His scholarship is so high that he was the first Catholic ever elected the president of the Society of Biblical Literature, SBL.
因为他的学术成就很高，所以他是第一个天主教徒获选为圣经文学团体的主席。
And he's a Trinitarian.
他是一个三位一体论者。
And his most famous book is called Dictionary of the Bible.
他最著名的一本著作就是圣经词典。
And according to Wikipedia, Dictionary of the Bible remains the most frequently used single volume biblical dictionary available.
根据维基百科全书， 这本词典是使用最普遍的一本圣经词典。
Now, I'm going to just quote a few statements from his Bible dictionary.
现在我引用他在这本词典里面的几句话。这些中文翻译是从唯一的完全人那本书拿出来的。
The doctrine of the Trinity was reached only in the 4th and 5th centuries and does not represent biblical belief.
我加了两个字进去哈，三位一体教义直到四五世纪才形成，并不代表圣经信仰。
Remember I mentioned the year 325 AD? Well, that's from the 4th century.
记得我一直说的那个公元325年了，那就是第四世纪了。
Number two, the Trinitarian terms used for describing God are Greek philosophical terms rather than biblical terms.
三位一体论所描述神的词汇是希腊哲学词汇，不是圣经词汇。
Number three, terms such as essence and substance, homoousios, were erroneously applied to God by early theologians.
早期神学家把本质 essence, 实体 substance, 这一类的词语错误地使用在神的身上。
So those are very powerful statements against Trinitarianism.There's no biblical basis or foundation for the doctrine of Trinitarianism.
这些是反对三位一体论的很有力的句子，因为三位一体论是没有任何圣经根据的。
The roots of Trinitarianism is Greek philosophy.
三位一体论是来自希腊哲学。
Now, here's a famous picture of Martin Luther.
这是很著名的马丁路德的照片。
He lived in the years 1483 to 1546.
他出生在1483年，然后在1546年去世。
Together with John Calvin, he is the greatest name in Protestantism.
他和 John Calvin 两个人是宗教改革最著名的两位人物。
He is actually the more important because he preceded John Calvin.
其实他比 John Calvin 更重要，因为他是在 John Calvin 之前。
He's the father of the Protestant Reformation.
他是宗教改革的发起人。
And you will find Lutheran churches all around the world.
你在世界各地都可以见到有马丁路德的教会。
He is actually well known for hating the word homoousios.
很多人都知道他是很憎厌 homoousios 这个字。
Now, I'm not exaggerating when I say that he hates the word homoousios because he himself uses the word many times.
当我说他憎恨 homoousios 这个字，同一本质这个词语，我并没有夸大。
I have many quotations, but I'm not going to show them here today.
我有很多他所说的话，但是今天我们没有时间来看了。
You can look it up in the Cambridge History of the Church.
你可以在《剑桥教会历史》这本书中看到。
And you can find that in many other references too.
也可以在其他的书本中看到。
In another reference, he says that he hates the word because that word has no basis in the Bible.
他也曾说他憎恨 homoousios, 同一本质这个词的原因是因为这个词语并没有圣经根据。
So again, he uses the word hate. He says that he's willing to be vilified as a heretic for rejecting it.
他说他憎恨这个字，他说如果为了这个缘故的话，人家要说他是异端的话，他也愿意。
Do you realize that when you reject the philosophical word homoousios, you're going to get a lot of anger?
你要知道，当你拒绝 homoousios 这个词的话，就会引起很多人的愤怒。
Because it is this term that supposedly makes Trinitarianism monotheistic.
因为就是凭着 homoousios 这个词语而使得三位一体论呢看来像一神论。
Because if you take the word away, if you reject this word, then Trinitarianism will quickly become tritheism, the doctrine of three gods.
因为如果你一旦除去这个词语 homoousios, 那么三位一体论就成为三神论了。
I have a lot more to say about this, but I think that will be enough in our limited time just to give you some things to think about.
我还有很多话想要说的，但是因为在这个有限的时间里，我只有说这一点了，就是希望就是能够激励你们来的思想一下。
So even a person as famous as Martin Luther rejects the word, the concept of homoousios.
所以就是著名如马丁路德这样的人呢，他也拒绝 homoousios 同一本质这个词语。
Okay, so that's it for now. Today, I don't want to go into too much details. And so next week, we'll be looking into some other things, and it'll be my last message in Liverpool.
Yeah, 今天就到这里结束。那么我不想再进入其他的细节了。那么下一周呢，就是我最后的一篇信息了。
So let's pray together.
那我们要在一起祷告。